in Psalms 103, the first verse, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." Will you join me in a word of prayer this morning? Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this morning, truly humble, truly thankful, truly blessing you and your name, for you are great and greatly to be praised. We thank you for the master's call. We thank you for the founders of this wonderful call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes. We thank you for their commitment to excellence. We thank you for their service, Lord God, to you and to the people of God. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do ask in the precious name of Jesus that you would bless this call this morning. We ask that you would bless the speaker as they come forth to give a word this morning. We pray that their vocal cords, anoint their vocal cords, that let them step down and let your Holy Spirit step forth in them and they be your messenger, your yielded vessel. Father God, we want to lift up those that are still in a time of bereavement. Father God, we ask that you touch them in a special way. We thank you that you are a God of comfort, that you comfort us like no one else, especially during that time when we are missing those loved ones who have made their transition, Father God. Now, Father God, we ask that you also bless each and every caller on this call, as well as those that will dial into the replay later on. We ask that they will be ministered to in a very special way. We thank you for the TMC family, their sacrifice that they and their commitment to this call. We love you and we bless you in Jesus' name. TMC family, it is such an honor and a privilege to greet you this morning with Jesus' joy. And at this time, I'm going to turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Ada?
I can hear your beautiful voice, Minister Robin. Take it away. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. You are such a blessing to the body of Christ and also to TMC. Thank you for greeting the people this morning. And thank you also, Prayer General. You always step in when we need you. You too are blessed and appreciated. Good morning, family. It's Minister Robin here in New Jersey. And we are so glad that you are with us here on the Master's Call. It's an awesome call. It's about our King. We are here to serve you and to pray with you. And we just thank you for joining us today on this Give Thanks Thursday. Well, let me share with you a little bit about our call, especially to those who may be on the call for the first time. This call was founded by two wonderful women of God. And one of them, her name is Dr. P.K. Roberts, also known as Miss Super Fantastic. And the other victorious woman of God is Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. She's also known affectionately as our Mother Eagle. We say thank you. We salute you, women of God, and we're so glad that you heard the call, you listened, and we have this call because of you being faithful to our King. Well, we are in our fifth year. We are so excited because we started October 25th, and I should say almost our sixth year, and because God has truly blessed us. We stand on Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Because that's what we are about. We pray. We stand on the word of God. We pray for you. We pray to our Lord, knowing that his word is not going to return void. And we rejoice with you. Our mission statement tells us that we are truly enriched. We are being enhanced and empowered believers every single day. So if you would like to find out more about us, please feel free to go to our website. And our website address is themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. You can read the bios of our speakers, listen to the messages, download them, share them with your friends. You can also go to our email address, send us a message, send us a praise report, send us a prayer request, and either our prayer general, you heard her earlier, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, who you also heard, Dr. Vanessa, they'll get back to you. And the email address is info@themasterscall.net. That is info@themasterscall.net. We, because many of us are Artists International entrepreneurs, Artists is a company that is about health and wellness, and we believe the same thing. They are sold out to the Lord. It's a Christian-based company, debt-free, and we have a call that immediately follows this one. It is the new morning motivational call. It was founded by our platinum president, Dorothy Cook, and she has passed the mantle on to additional awesome leaders that are teaching us, encouraging us, and training us. That number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. And get ready, get ready, get ready. February 2016, we are going to Las Vegas, Nevada. Make sure you register. Make sure you check your back office and find out all the good things that are going to take place in February in L.A. with Artists International. Well, I'll come back and I'll share this information again. But right now, I want to let you know about our speaker. The speaker that is going to come forward today and share the word of God with you. Just as I said to you, she is super fantastic. She is one of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts. She's truly a woman who knows what God is doing in her life, what he has done, and what he will continue to do. She's a native of Monticello, Mississippi. She's a proud mother of two married children, and she is also a wonderful grandmother of five super fantastic grandchildren. She's a retired military chaplain with many military decorations, and she even has the Bronze Star. She has a ministry called Joy Retreat, and God is doing such great things in her life, so I'm not going to take away from her. We love her. We honor you. We salute you, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Roberts?
It's yours. Go ahead, Dr. P.K.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you. To God be the glory. I do thank you both this morning for opening and greeting and for our prayer general. Sister Ader, I thank God for you. I thank God for all that you all do to keep this call going. Pastor Vanessa and I are extremely happy that God has given us such wonderful, wonderful support. For without you all, we could not do all of this. I'll tell you that one thing. I thank all of you for the veteran shout-outs that you sent to me yesterday. It was just phenomenal. I had such a wonderful, wonderful Veterans Day yesterday, and it was because of you and your love, and also because I was welcomed back home by an invitation to do the prayer for Veterans Day here at our on our courtyard for our program, which was excellent. It was a wonderful experience as well. And I was also blessed to have lunch with the sheriff, the newly elected black African-American sheriff. And I tell you, Mr. Leslie Butler, and it was a blessing to be there and to be in he and his brother's presence. Both of them were elected to office. So you all, the Lord is just doing great, great things in my life, and I am so, so thankful. Let us just go to God in prayer just a minute so that I can center myself. I am so excited today. Father, in Jesus' name, speak as only you can to your people through me today. I love you so much, and I thank you for what you are doing for all of us. I thank you for how you are blessing and keeping us, and I give you the glory in Jesus' name right now. Amen. Listen, last week on Friday, we started a series on, well, no, we didn't. We started it last month on living a super fantastic lifestyle, and I gave you pointers on what I am doing to maintain that lifestyle and to continue in the Lord in that vein. I said to you that I'm affirming every day that I am optimistic, that I am grateful, I am encouraging, I am generous, I am enthusiastic, and I am confident. These are the ones that I have been working on, studying on, and seeking God on. And on last week, I started speaking to you on the one I am grateful. I said to you that I am seeking to have an attitude of gratitude. Now, I truly believe that if you have an attitude of gratitude, that it carries you a long way in the process of living a life of abundance. I also believe that cynicism and negativity may be the easy choice, but they are not the best choices. If you seek what's good, you will see that which is good. And if you seek what is bad, you're going to receive that which is bad. And by using the affirmations, I am embracing the way that I really believe God created me to be so that I can think the way that God wants me to think, therefore living the life that God would have me to live, a super fantastic lifestyle. And I am saying that I don't believe that everybody would do that, because with Jesus, he didn't have but 12 and everybody didn't get on board with him. So I'm not, you know, wanting to believe that everybody will jump on board. But this morning, if you're on the call, I'm just asking that you repeat after me, I am grateful. Yes, I am grateful, not because today is just one day before the weekend and I'll get a chance to relax on Saturday or do whatever I want to do. I'm grateful, not because this is Thanksgiving month and I am beginning to think about Thanksgiving and the big turkey and everybody coming home or going wherever you're going to go for Thanksgiving, and definitely not because you have won the lottery, because most of us on this call, most of us now don't play the lottery. We may have one or two who play the lottery, but because the Word of God says that we are to be grateful. God wants us to have a heart of gratefulness. And you all, I just want to be very transparent right now. By nature, I must confess that I'm not always grateful. Sometimes I step into that place of self-entitlement, because, you see, I want it better. I want it faster. I want it right now. I want what I want when I want it. And this attitude of wants really don't lead me to a grateful heart. Gratitude, I believe, is something that if we pursue it, it will help all of us to understand that it unlocks so many other positive values. I thank God for turning the light bulb on my heart and letting me know that gratitude is something that I needed to study so that I can say, as Paul has said, and we'll go to that scripture later on, gratitude, when studied, will make you more generous. It makes one more encouraging. It makes me thankful. Gratitude unlocks so many other positive qualities for me that I'm asking God to transform my heart from what it is sometimes of feeling like I should have it my way to one of being thankful and grateful for where I am. The scripture that we are going to this morning that I read on last week, and I just want to read it again today, comes from Luke, the 17th chapter, the 11th through the 17th verse. I don't believe that there's another one that shows what God has to say about gratitude or the lack of it any better. I'm reading from the New King James Version. As Jesus made his way to Jerusalem, he went along the border between Samaria and Galilee. He was going into a valley when he was met by 10 men suffering from a dreaded skin disease. In the King James, it says leprosy. They stood at a distance and shouted, "Jesus, Master, have pity, have mercy on us." Jesus saw them and said to them, "Go and see the priest, let the priest examine you." On the way, they were made clean even before they got to the priest. Come on. When one of them saw that he was already healed, he turned around and came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself to the ground at Jesus' feet and thanked him. The man was a Samaritan. Jesus spoke up. There were 10 who were healed. Where are the other 9? Why is this foreigner, this Samaritan, the only one who came back to give thanks to God? And Jesus said to him, "Get up and go. Your faith has made you well." Even though there were 10 healed, I said there were only one that came back. I am seeking to be the one that will preach, Pastor Vanessa. I want to be the one, hallelujah, the one who has a grateful heart, a heart of gratitude, that will say to God in whatever state I find myself in, "Thank you, God." Well, there are 3 things that I would like to just reiterate again today that we should do to assist us along this journey of being grateful. Number 1, I know every good thing I have come from God. Everything I have comes from above. Number 2, I would not let what I want rob me of what I have. Ecclesiastes 6:9. The old folks said it a good way. The grass on the other side may be greener, but you need to embrace what you have here, because the grass on the other side of the fence is going to be harder for you to mow. Gratitude turns what is before us into enough. We have enough when we realize that when we have a grateful heart, we have enough. It is not happy people who are grateful. It is grateful people who are happy. Repeat that after me. It is not happy people who are grateful. Hey, glory. It is grateful people who are happy. Being grateful for where you are will make you happy. Most of us really have more than enough. Let me just give you one example that just popped up in my mind this morning. We eat. Most of us eat more than one meal a day, some 3, some even eat 6 meals a day. Most people can pay and do pay for somebody to serve them that meal. Most people eat more of that meal than they need, to the point that their stomachs hurt from eating more than enough. We have more than enough. Philippians 4:11-13 lets us know that we need to stop asking and just asking for more, but thanking God for what we have, thanking him for the gifts that are already here with us. 11, it says, "And I am not saying this because I feel neglected, for I have learned to be satisfied with what I have." How many of us have learned to be satisfied with what we have? Not many. I know what it is to be in need and what it is to have more than enough. I don't think many of us truly know what it means to be hungry. When I went into Africa, I saw people with no shoes. Matter of fact, a lady asked me for my shoes, and I told her I would pay her. I'd give her the money to buy shoes. She said, no, I want the shoes. And I asked the leader of the group, why not the money? She says, because if you give her the money, she has to protect it as she sleeps tonight. Then she has to get away to go and get the shoes. And then when she gets there, she has to, she may not have enough money to get the shoes. So it is best that you just give her the shoes off your feet and she'll just be happy with that. Oh, my God. When I think of all the shoes that we have, I'm talking about me, all of the different types of shoes that we have, I have to say, Lord, we have more than enough. When I think about the cars we talk about, and most families have two cars, three cars, some car, truck, and motorcycle, bicycle, skates, all of these modes of transportation, we have, somebody said, more than enough. We have more than enough. I have learned, says Paul, this secret so that anywhere, at any time, I am content, whether I am full or hungry, whether I have too much, too little. I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. We need to stop and say, whatever state I find myself in, I'm going to be thankful. Glory to God. I'm going to give you the praise. I'm going to give you the honor, God, for you are good to me. No matter what state I find myself in. Lord, let me run on down through here because I'm about to get stuck what I got stuck last time. Number three, I'll turn every blessing. This is the one that I want to expound on a little bit here in the next 3 minutes. I'll turn every blessing I have back into praise. I got to get there. Whenever we don't turn a blessing back into praise, whenever we start saying, I did this thing, I deserved it, it was mine in the beginning, what is mine really is mine, and when we don't turn it back into praise, it turns into pride. And when we turn something into pride and our ego, E-G-O, gets in the way, we edge God out of our lives. And when we edge God out of our hearts, our minds, and our lives, then we will never have the heart of gratitude, and we will find ourselves in a prideful state, and God turns his back and walk away. How many of you want God to turn his back and walk away from you? Ah, glory to God. Not one on this line, I know. Psalms 63, 4 and 5. Lets us know that we should be fully satisfied in whatever state we are in and that we will praise God as long as we live for whatever we get. So everything we get, I want us to stop and say, God, I thank you. Hallelujah, I bless your name. I give you the glory. It is not about what I did. It's not about PK and what PK could do. It's not about my education, my beauty, my status. It's all about God this morning. How about it? Now, I want you to do this exercise with me. Here we go. This is where I got stuck last week. I want you to pretend with me just for a moment, just for a second, that you went to the doctor, and the doctor gave you some bad news. Your only son of 5 years old has been diagnosed with cancer in the fourth stage, and there is no cure, and they are giving you not 6 months, but 6 days to live. In your mind, all of us have a five-year-old son. Lord have mercy, it makes us feel so bad. But we wake up and we realize that my 38-year-old son is healthy. Thank you, Jesus. My 35-year-old daughter is doing just fine. And my 5-year-old grandbaby and my 4-year-old granddaughter, They are doing fine. Woo, glory. You see how happy my heart gets, how my shoulders are released, and I'm feeling good down to my sanctified toes right now. If you ever feel that you don't have anything to be grateful for, or feel like, oh, my God, I'm down today, you stop and think about what life would be like if you didn't have a car. Thank God for whatever you have if it's getting you from point A to point B. If you didn't have feet to walk on, thank God for the ones that you have, even if they are hurting. Oh, glory, I thank God for my knees. I thank him. We get to thanking God for what we have. We forget about what we don't have, forget about what others have, and we get happy down to our sanctified toes, and we get to doing a jig for the Lord. And when we start dancing and praising God, good God of mercy, our circumstances change. And we look up and we say, God, I thank you for a heart of gratitude. I'm closing this out right now with Psalms 103, 2 through 5. It was the scripture that we opened up with today. And I said she came right here and took the closing for me. Praise the Lord, my soul, and do not forget how kind he is, my soul. He forgives all my sins. He doesn't keep any on the shelf like my mama used to and whoop me for them later. He heals all my diseases. Come on. He keeps me from the grave. He blesses me with love and mercy. He fills my life with good things so that I stay young and strong like an eagle. I thank you, God, for a heart of gratitude. I am grateful. I turn it back to you, my dear sister. Minister.
I am here. Thank you so much, Dr. PK.
Oh, God, take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, awesome woman of God. I will be calling you back when I complete our prayer request so that you will be able to close us out. Father, we come before you, and just like Dr. PK said, we are thankful. We are grateful. We want to have a heart of gratitude. We don't want to ask you for anything today, Lord, but just to thank you for who you are. Thank you, Lord, that you clothed us in righteousness. Thank you, Lord God, that we have your word. You gave us your best, your only true and living God, your son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that we have the gospel of peace, Father God, and that the Stover family and all of those, Lord God, who has had loved ones who have transitioned home, you are their peace, Jehovah Shalom. So we thank you for being their comforter. We thank you that we know joy is going to come in the morning. We thank you for just loving them, Lord God, and protecting them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because we got on the full armor of God. You are guiding us. You are directing us. We have the blood of Jesus that has cleansed us. Thank you for a sound mind, Lord. Thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and her family, that they're blessed, that they're protected, that there's nothing missing in their lives, Father. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father. We thank you that her and Mother Josie and her family members, they are blessed. They are protected and nothing is missing in their lives, nor the Diaz de Leon family, Father, nor the TMC family, Father God, nor the friends that are on this call. We just thank you, Lord, because you have given us everything. You have given us your word. You've given us your son. You've given us the Holy Spirit. And there is not one thing that's missing in our lives. So we are grateful. We will have a heart of gratitude unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you also, Father God, you are watching out, Father God, for Miss Artemis Wicker. She's celebrating the life of her brother today, Father, in Houston. Thank you, Lord, for giving the Wicker family your peace, your joy, your strength. Let it be a celebration, Father, where people will come into the full knowledge of who your son Jesus is this day. Let them see, Father, your strength on her, and they will be so amazed that she'll have such a powerful testimony that she can say, only God, but God, only God is the one who is keeping her and her family. So we honor you, we thank you, and we bless you, because nobody can do it like you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, family, let me go ahead and give you the playback number, 712-432-1085. Same PIN code, 957-677-TOWN, if you would like to hear the message immediately following this call. Otherwise, go ahead and hop on the new morning motivational call, 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-TOWN. Make sure you mark your calendar for February 2016. We are heading to Las Vegas, Nevada. Entrepreneurs, artist entrepreneurs, check your back office. There'll be additional information for you. Thank you, Ada Grace, Minister Ada Grace. Thank you, Prayer General, for greeting our friends and our family. And thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for reminding us to have a heart of gratitude. Will you please come back and seal this powerful word and call?
Praise God. Thank you all. Thank you so, so, so very much. As we close with a heart of gratitude. We go in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, saying thank you, thank you, thank you for life, for a super fantastic lifestyle. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Grace, mercy, peace belong to each of us. Amen and amen. Bye-bye.